The sales process seems simple, but salespeople complicated. Professional selling boils down to the relationship between two people, the salesperson and the prospect. Often, the salesperson, not the prospect, messes up this relationship, but salespeople don't have to be afraid. The sales process is simple. Salespeople can make it seem like a maze with many dead ends, but it doesn't have to be that way. To avoid problems, just focus on knowing your field well and paying attention to your buyers. Connect with different contacts, not just colleagues. Selling to people who aren't like you can be tough, but if you only focus on selling to people who are similar to you, you won't make much money. To succeed in sales, you need to adapt to different types of people, even if they're very different from you. Many salespeople struggle with this, but you can do it by putting all your focus on your clients, even if you don't understand them at first. A bad first impression can make selling nearly impossible. Salespeople must be observant and sensitive to the moods, styles, and personalities of their prospects. To connect with them, adjust your approach. You aim to be in sync with your potential buyer. If you don't align with your prospects, you might unintentionally turn them off by not matching how they dress, act, speak, or carry themselves. Within the first 30 seconds of meeting you, prospects make assumptions about what kind of person you are and whether they'll like you. This is basic human nature. The prospect's initial reaction to you, even if not logical, comes down to liking you or not. This instinctive response will affect whether they buy from you. That's why your first and follow-up impressions matter. It's important to develop self-awareness. Know who you are and how people, including your prospects, perceive you. Strengthen sales by addressing what you're not doing. Salespeople with low performance need to enhance their efforts and elevate their outcomes. To evolve into a more effective salesperson, you must think strategically by setting targets and goals. Learn from failures to improve. Stay positive and friendly with everyone. Control negative feelings like anger. Treat small clients as important as big ones. Know your products well and keep learning. Be honest and genuine. Make enough calls, even cold ones. Keep working after your scheduled appointments. Get extra sales training. Plan your sales calls and be punctual. Don't give up when faced with rejection. Highlight what makes your goods or services special. Don't assume customers only care about price. Keep your paperwork organized. Listen to your prospects. They have valuable insights. Understand your customers' goals and build relationships with them. Follow up on sales. Don't avoid contact with buyers after a sale. Use trial closes during your sales process. Be attentive to your prospects' buying signals and genuine objections. Use PowerPoint effectively for sales presentations without being overly flashy. Always ask for the order. Send thank you cards to customers after successful sales. Master your product, industry, and customers. Effective salespeople gain and utilize knowledge. They acquire extensive knowledge about their buyers, their identities, preferences, likes, and dislikes. Moreover, successful salespeople aim to become authorities on their products or services, their field, and their competitors. This knowledge provides efficient salespeople with a competitive edge. Outstanding salespeople are curious, continuously seeking the next significant opportunity, and consistently asking, "What if?" Study buyers' personalities closely. Selling is all about understanding people. To succeed, you must know your customers' personalities and preferences. It's not just about knowing your products, services, and industry. You also need to understand your prospects and their businesses. Do you know everything you should about your customers? Are they big corporations, small businesses, franchises, or family-owned companies? Do you understand how they are structured and how they make decisions? What about their financial situation? Can they afford what you're selling? Who in their organization has the power to make purchasing decisions? Are you talking to the right people? You also need to know your own company well. It's important to be fully committed to your company, not just because you're paid to, but because you believe in its products, services, and mission. Be loyal to your company. If you're not enthusiastic about your company, how can you expect your customers to be? Expert in presenting, handling objections, closing sales, and managing prospects. Great salespeople can handle everything in selling, like giving presentations, dealing with objections, closing deals, and following up. They're not scared to ask customers directly for their business. Top salespeople find the closing phase satisfying. It's the natural end to their positive interactions with customers. The contract they make is just a sensible agreement between two parties. One needs something, and the other can provide it at a fair price. On the other hand, weak salespeople struggle to close deals. They stumble when they try to seal the deal and can't quite finish it off. Address buyers' issues and offer solutions. To succeed, salespeople must give effective presentations. Impress your audience by detailing the challenges facing your prospects and explaining how your offering can solve them. Start with relevant facts and figures, emphasizing how you'll achieve the client's goals. Keep your presentation short, no more than 20 minutes. Each PowerPoint slide should have no more than 10 brief bullet points and easy-to-read text. Briefly mention your firm's reputation and experience, and avoid detailed financial information on the slides. Use handouts instead. Afterward, invite questions, focusing on the positive changes the prospect can expect from buying from you. Buyers have the advantage. Sales have always been challenging, but they're getting even tougher because customers now hold more power. Today's buyers are well-informed, having researched their options and prices online, making them more knowledgeable than ever before. They can also purchase from suppliers located almost anywhere, from local businesses to those on the other side of the world. Given these hurdles, salespeople must perform at their best. To excel in sales, here's what great salespeople do. Maintain honesty and integrity. Adjust their sales approach to make each prospect feel comfortable. Stay well-informed, likable, reliable, and trustworthy. Provide research that aids buyers in making informed decisions. Choose prospects carefully and target firms that genuinely need and can afford their products or services. Treat buyers as respected partners in the decision-making process. Understand customers' needs and personalities and strive to build lasting relationships. Address prospects' objections, including those that are not immediately obvious. Listen more than they speak. Recognize buying signals and respond accordingly. Ask open-ended questions and seek additional information. Recommend purchases that genuinely benefit the clients without being overly pushy. Stay in touch with customers to maintain strong, valuable relationships. Key points. 1. Understand your customers deeply to adapt your sales approach effectively. 2. Continuously learn and improve by studying buyer personas and mastering sales techniques. 3. Prioritize building strong relationships with honesty, integrity, and genuine interest in clients' needs. 4. Focus on solving prospects' challenges with tailored solutions, highlighting positive outcomes. 5. Accept self-awareness and adjust your demeanor to make a positive first impression. 6. Maintain enthusiasm and commitment to your company's products and mission. 7. Listen attentively, respond to buying signals, and stay in touch to nurture valuable customer relationships.